Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us. Whatever station you're tuned in on, online, however you're hearing this broadcast, welcome to the Eagle Hour. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. Nora Frary from the Frary and
Smith
podcast will be joining us a little later to preview the upcoming men's basketball game tonight in Pensacola, but right now we want to talk a little Lady Eagle basketball. Exciting game last night. The Lady Eagles beat Coastal Carolina 70-53. I got to say, one of the most entertaining basketball games I've watched in a while. The ball handling was magnificent. The Lady Eagles really passed the ball well. Lots of assists, lots of rebounds, lots of hustle. I can't really say enough good things about it. Jason Baker does the play-by-play for Lady Eagle basketball. He is, of course, in Florida with the ladies. And, Jason, I've watched pretty much every game this year. I don't know, in my humble opinion, have the Lady Eagles ever played better than they did last night against Coastal?
Yeah, high-level basketball. I said it to you just before we went on the air. Best basketball I've seen is play in maybe a month and maybe longer, maybe since the win over Ole Miss back in early December, which – frankly, seems like an eternity ago. We've just not played at the level I think that this team is capable of. But you guys know this. Like, ultimately, with the way this league is structured, it's all about playing your best basketball right now. So if the ladies are fixing to peak, and they're fixing to peak this week, then that's really, really good news for the Southern Miss Lady Eagles right now.
Yeah, here's what jumps out at me. 20 of the 30 buckets made last night were made with assists. 20 assists by the team. The passing was, well, for lack of a better word, it was just entertaining to watch them pass the ball to each other.
Yeah, and I attribute it to, Bob, right, we've seen a lot of zone in the last month. This is not the best shooting team Jordan McNellis has ever had. And so we're seeing, teams stay zone 70-80% of the time. And in order to beat those zones with the way we're going to try to beat them, which is still inside, you've got to do it with crisp passing. And I think that's something that this team has really been pressed on. And I think it's, a concept that they're grasping and trying to learn and trying to understand exactly through their offensive sets how to get that ball moving. Because it's so much about, like what you say, Bob, getting that ball across the formation and across the set and then moving off ball. I thought our off ball movement yesterday was the best of the year. And I mean that in any game, it was that good. And so, you're right. That's the assist is the direct number to look at in relation to how many field goals made to tell you whether we're moving that ball and moving off ball. And both of them were in rhythm yesterday, and that's why we looked like we looked yesterday.
Jason, I won't say they're the best two guards in the country, but I have to tell you, when you got Lonnie Cornfield and Dom Davis, you got the two toughest guards in the country. There's no question about that.
They are pretty tough cookies. You're right about that. And, Lonnie played 20-something minutes yesterday before fouling out without a turnover, handling that basketball like she did. Dom was phenomenal. To me, when Dom allows the game to come to her, and Lonnie does too, and gets everyone else involved, this is a well-balanced team that can give you problems because, frankly, I think Malia Grayson's the second-best post player in this conference. And so, to me, like having that on the low block, knowing that your guards are allowing the game to come to them and getting Malia touches early on in that basketball game and other games, it just presents problems for teams in this league because For instance, Coastal just had no answer yesterday.
No.
Not necessarily for Malia, but for an Asia Leak off the bench, but they were going to have matchup problems with Malia as well. And so we kind of have an X factor down there on the block that other teams just don't have in this league. But in my opinion, you win in March with your guards. And yesterday, Lonnie Cornfield and Dom were spectacular.
It was good stuff, Luke Johnson. I don't think the ladies have played better all year.
I enjoyed watching it, and we hadn't mentioned her yet, but how about Bracey? One shy of her career points. She scored 20 yesterday. And, Jason, the Lady Eagles shot almost 70% from the field in the third quarter.
Yeah, and JB has played at that level, Luke, for probably the last 45 days, if we're honest. I mean, I think she's had 8 double-doubles over this last stretch of 45 days, and she's kind of done it. She's a very quiet kid. She doesn't show a lot of energy on the floor. She just does her job, and so sometimes she can kind of get lost. I mean, for instance, you know, yesterday as I'm heading to the post-game show, it hit me. She had another double-double, and she just kind of quietly got to those two numbers, and you just recognize that scoring, but her ability to rebound, she has embraced her athleticism in helping this team, and she's really done it off the boards. And to me, it's attributed to some points maybe that she couldn't get otherwise. And so allowing those rebounds to get her offensive game going. And then you see her hit a couple big shots out around the perimeter from the bubble one time, out extended beyond the three-point line. She can be the one that can really become a major X factor for us, because what it does is it doesn't allow teams to harass Dom and Lonnie like they do when JB's hitting shots like that.
Going back to January the 11th, as we move forward to the next round, James Madison beat the Lady Eagles kind of in the middle of that seven-game losing streak. And if you go back to that January 11th night, Jason, Peyton McDaniel, second-team All-Sun Belt, scored 33 that night. Dom scored 33 for the Golden Eagles. This should be a shootout tomorrow.
It feels that way, doesn't it? It's going to be a unique matchup. These are two teams, Luke, that honestly, they're going to attempt more threes than us by design, but it's really two teams that believe sort of the same basketball philosophy, which is going to be defense and rebounding. I think they're one of the top teams in all of the country in rebounding, so it's going to be a focal point. And, you know, Joylee McNellis is a defense rebounding disciple, and I think she believes in preaching that to her team and emphasizing that, which is why we've had some success against, say, a Troy, right? Defeating a Troy is the key there is keeping them off the glass, not giving easy buckets. That's going to be the same thing with JMU. Now, the difficulty with JMU that maybe a Troy doesn't have is they've got Ksenia Kozlova, which is a 6'4", 6'5" center who can run. She's as athletic as Malia, and she can kind of give Malia those issues down on the low block and really be a force. She got into major foul trouble early in that game. That's why McDaniel had to go bonkers in Reed Green Coliseum. But look, that was a ball game tied late in the fourth quarter. It was not a game that the Lady Eagles did not feel like they had no chance of winning. It, you know, it's styles make fights, and these are going to be two very similar styles tomorrow inside the Pensacola Bay Center.
Well, Jason, when you look at the seedings, you know, there was such a big deal made of getting a top four seed because you'd get that double bye. But the way that it shook out, in my opinion, being the sixth seed was a really good place to land, considering the other teams that are on this side of the bracket. When you look at that other side, you've got Louisiana Monroe, which you've struggled against. You've got the number one seed, you know, in Marshall. You know, App State has advanced. So, I mean, I think this side of the bracket, the Lady Eagles couldn't have landed in a better place. What say you?
I can say this, Kelly, and I'll say this now, and I sort of voiced it on air Friday night. There was a moment Friday night I was freaking out. Louisiana Monroe was ahead of us in terms of game time, and so their final game had ended. They had lost, which meant had we won in the Cajun Dome, we would have gone to the five. I had a conversation with our Dobo, Matt Gardner, and I looked at Mac and said, if we win, we're the five. That's not what we want. And now, no one was telling the girls that, right?
Right.
But secretly within the coaching staff, we were very cognizant of the seed that we wanted, which was six, if we're honest. If you could be four, you wanted to be six. And so, to me, you're right. The styles fit us on this side of the bracket. It is set up, in my opinion. You know, you win this one today, you're going to face a team that you split the series with. In Troy. And so There's a lot of confidence there. Troy is the least shooting percentage team, in my opinion, in this conference. Now, the numbers may speak a little differently, but they just chunk it and go get it. And so, for us, as long as you board them, Troy is a scout that you can handle. And so, yeah, Kelly, I agree completely. I want no part of Marshall until it means the most.
Hey, just
is,
30
you know,
seconds.
A birth at a 52A.
Sorry, Jason, just 30 seconds left. I want you to comment on Ellie Blatchford last night.
She's coming, Bob. She's going to be really, really
in the
good.
Game with Jason. She was throwing her body around like she had wings. I mean, she was crashing into chairs, crashing off the floor. She was really, really impressive.
She's an energizer bunny for this club, too. She's going to be a good scorer before her college career is said and done. Yeah, she's coming, growing in confidence. Could be a secret little piece off the bench, at least defensively, and putting some energy and some mojo on the floor for the Lady Eagles. You're right, Bob. She did that yesterday and has kind of done it over the last 3 weeks.
Hey, Jason, we appreciate you sharing this information with us, and please – send our regards to all the Lady Eagles and let them know that we're excited and really pulling hard for them.
Will do, Bob. Y'all take care.
All right. Jason Baker, everybody. Play-by-play voice for Lady Eagle basketball. It was good stuff, wasn't it, Luke Johnson? Really, really fun to watch.
It was fun to watch, and it's going to be a track meet tomorrow. They shot the ball so well last night, and the important thing for me going in now, they now beat a team in Coastal that they lost to in the regular season. Guess who they get tomorrow? A team they lost to in the regular season, get a chance for revenge.
All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at the men. They're in action tonight. We'll have Norv Frary give us a report from Pensacola right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Jason Baker for giving us that live update on Lady Eagle basketball down in Pensacola. I don't want to keep talking about it, but every now and then you watch an athletic event that gets you really excited, more so than normal. That was one last night.
And I love tournament basketball, man. Conference tournaments, you know, the NCAA tournament.
Oh, you're right, because you know, it's the go home if you lose. And so everybody's giving 120%, you know. And
Including the fans.
It was a lot of fun last night, and I sure hope the Lady Eagles can continue this going. Campus Book Mart sponsors this segment of the show. Dickey's Barbecue Pit sponsored the first segment, and we're grateful for both of those great clients and friends of ours, and we encourage you to do business with Dickey's Barbecue. Great place to eat. Campus Book Mart, of course, for all your Southern Miss swag. Mobe Beignet Company, the official beignet store. You'll notice the food thing here. We like to stay close to our friends in the food business.
Me more than anyone.
Correct. 2209 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Great beignets, where Luke Johnson still holds the record for, what was it, six beignets?
Six in 2:45.
It was a hell of an impressive performance.
I think he ate the beignets faster than he ran the 60-yard dash at D1.
Yeah, and he didn't pull a muscle.
let's just ask our next guest, because he is I do this every time, Norv Frary from the Frary Smith Podcast. All right, this, at the time, 38-year-old, 290-pound, and I've lost since then. I ran a 5.240 laser, Noah. That's pretty good. Tell these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I got to admit, I think if I was clocked in a 40 right now, I don't know if I'd be running a 5.240, and I weigh about 20 pounds less, so I think that's a pretty decent time.
Take it. All right. Sunbelt men's tournament action, you're down there and been a part of the broadcast as well, and what do you think about this today, Southern Miss and Texas State?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fascinating matchup. Obviously, Texas State, with the big win in round one, I think they're playing some good basketball. They have history at this tournament. And, Southern Miss, obviously, there's been some questions throughout the year. It hasn't been the year that a lot of the Golden Eagle faithful hoped for. But, you know, anything can happen come tournament time. I like the matchup and think that there's a good chance here that Southern Miss could prevail and punch their ticket to the quarterfinals on Saturday.
I don't know. Texas Smith scares me, though, Noah, because when you look at the two games during the regular season, the Eagles, you know, should have been, you know, big favorites in each. But they were both very, very close games. I mean, there's just no room for error for Southern Miss, in my opinion, especially since Texas State has already played. You know, there's always that argument, too, of resting or having played. But this one worries me for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think the argument about, you know, rest versus having played is definitely, you know, a valid one. I think Southern Miss fans can think back, and they don't love when this gets brought up, but you can think back to last year and some of the rest and how that ultimately played out for this basketball team. But I think when you think back to last year and then you look at this year's team for Southern Miss, they've got to, you know, have a different fire in them after the way last year's tournament ended. So I would expect to see a team come out pretty focused. I know Jay Ladner is expected to coach in this matchup. I think that's a welcome sign with the health issues that he's been dealing with. So I think we're going to see a fun matchup between Southern Miss and Texas State a little bit later on today.
And I will say, as you know, as the Eagles advance, if they're to win this game today, that the other teams left on that side include James Madison, who they beat earlier in the year, albeit in Hattiesburg. Troy is another team, you know, that they split with. So, I mean, like the women's team, the men turned out a 6 seed. And I think the way the bracket shook out, Noah, this 6 is not a bad place to be.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I think about the women's team, and you guys were briefly talking about them before I jumped on. But, you know, it's an interesting place to be seated. It puts you in a pretty good spot. And, you know, I think, you know, much like on the women's side, and we said on last night's broadcast that we feel like the Southern Miss women are primed for a run at this tournament. I think the men could do that as well. It certainly sets up nicely. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're in the month of March. Anything can happen. The slates are, you know, completely cleared. What happened in the regular season doesn't matter. And you play basketball and you see what happens and hope that you keep your season alive.
Noah, you did that broadcast last night, correct? The Lady Eagle broadcast.
Yeah. Yep.
Very, very good job. It was really entertaining broadcast. And was that not an example, though, of team play, assist, offensive, defensive rebounds, good shooting, passing the ball beautifully around the court? Just an overall great team effort, I thought.
Yeah, I think me and my partner, Kelly Deo, she started Notre Dame on their national championship team in the early 2000s.
And she really was very complimentary of the Lady Eagles last night.
Yeah, I mean, we both really enjoyed watching it. You know, I mean, obviously Dom Davis is the headliner, and she's just a special player. We've gotten to call some great games with her in it over the last couple of seasons. Ja'Coria Bracey played excellent last night, and then you have Grayson down in the post, and you're right, it was an excellent game. And Southern Miss has not fully bought into this new age of basketball, and I think that's a good thing. They play really good team basketball. They do all the little things right, and they're a pleasure to watch. And I've said it once, I'll say it on here again, I think this is a team that could make some noise in this tournament if they get hot, simply because they have star power on this roster.
All right, never has a truer thing been said. They have not bought into this new way of basketball. No. Noah, you should watch them practice.
Yeah,
you should watch them practice on game day.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke and I were at the arena last year. They were playing a game that night against Texas State, and we got there about 1:30 maybe. I don't know. We were there early in the afternoon. They were practicing, and we were wide-eyed. It was full court. They were going up and down the floor, full court, like 3 hours, right, Luke, before they played the...
We thought it was Will Hall spring football practice. That's what we thought it was.
All right, Noah, so correct me now if I'm wrong. Marshall on the women's side, App on the men's side, the teams to beat?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they neither of those teams have played yet, but they come in as the number one seeds. Obviously, you're hunted when you're a number one seed, but... you know, I mean, obviously App State on the men's side has looked incredible this year. Dustin Kearns has done such a wonderful job with that roster and the talent. And, you know, I would say that they're the odds-on favorite. They took down James Madison twice during the regular season, and they have a win over Auburn. So App State men's basketball looking really good. And on the women's side, we had a chance to speak with their head coach, Kim Caldwell, earlier today as we prepare for the broadcast tomorrow, and came away just extremely impressed With her and the roster that she's constructed, they are going to play a high octane style of basketball on both the offensive and the defensive end. They went 17-1 during the regular season, so there's no reason to believe that they should not be the favorite. But App State women, who they will play in this game, they got an incredible performance from Faith Alston in round two, and she is going to be a problem for Marshall. So we could see some intrigue in that matchup between the 1 and the 9 seed.
Noah, get out your grade book now. The city of Pensacola and the Convention Center, it's a good location, I think, you know, for you know, by and large, especially for Southern Miss fans. But the city as a whole, you impressed with the way Pensacola has put its best foot forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I grew up in Pensacola. That's my hometown. It's my stomping grounds, and I've been able to be a part of this tournament now for 4 years. And they do a first class job. The setup is beautiful. The fans, I think, are even getting behind this tournament more and more. I keep getting texts from friends of mine that live in that area wanting to know how they can get tickets to these games. So I think there's a lot of excitement. The city of Pensacola has always put, you know, a great foot forward, and I think the teams love it too. I mean, multiple of the teams are staying out on the beach. They've, you know, been able to enjoy the culture. So I think it's a great, you know, a great place and a great facility to host this championship.
Noah, do you hear any talk about the baseball tournament being moved to Pensacola when they finish the deal over in Montgomery?
You know, I haven't heard any talk about that specifically. I do know that the Sun Belt Conference and Commissioner Keith Gill and his staff are always looking at, you know, ways to create more excitement around these championships. Obviously, we're, you know, still in Montgomery, and maybe that could change in the future. I think you, you know, you have a great venue there, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos as a potential host.
Right.
So I think anything could happen, but, you know, I think right now they're very pleased in Montgomery, and we'll go from there.
Well, you know, when they had the they had those tournaments down there for several years in Pensacola, the Golden Eagles always played in it. It was Southern Miss, a team or two from Alabama, it seemed, and then you'd have I saw them play Ohio State there, Michigan State. Man, it was the most ideal place to go watch baseball I have ever seen. I just can't imagine how that wouldn't be a great place to have the tournament.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree with you. Again, I think for all the same reasons that I mentioned on the women's side, the city is a great host. You know, the beaches are great, and obviously it kind of serves as the ability for some teams to kind of celebrate at the end of the year. And I actually worked for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for a time, and so I can echo just that facility if that was a potential future host site. So it'll definitely be something to keep an eye on in the future. But, guys, I mean, can we talk about quick just how good Sun Belt baseball has been this year? I think it's shaping up to be, you know, an incredible league the rest of the way.
We just have a question. The scoreboard works down there in Pensacola,
yeah,
right?
It does. Yeah, and it's 100 times prettier than that place we were at Tuesday night, let me tell you that way. It is a great place to play. Hey, Noah, great job last night, man. I really enjoyed the broadcast a lot, and kudos to your color commentator. She was excellent as well.
Well, we appreciate it, guys, and certainly hope you and your listeners continue to tune in as the Southern Miss Lady Eagles look to make a run in this tournament.
There we go. Thank you, Noah. Noah Frary, everybody. Frary and Smith podcast, doing a lot of the TV play-by-play. Tournament did a good job last night.
There may be the best news for Golden Eagle men's basketball here in just a moment. I'll tell you on the flip side of the break.
I think we know, but we'll keep it a secret till we come back.
Southern Miss to the top.
You may know that our studio is located here at Oak Grove in the Liberty Shopping Center, right next to a Corner Market food store. And right now, I sort of feel like back when I was younger, drinking Dixie beer, hanging out at Royale and whatever in New Orleans, listening to jazz music, Kelly.
Yeah, I got a music student apparently out here playing his saxophone, trying to make a little extra money. He's got his tip.
Won't you let go of some of the cash you carry around when you leave here and give that kid about $30, $40.
Now, if he wants to play some of the best of Boots Randolph.
Yeah, he probably don't know who Boots Randolph is.
I don't think our old buddy Luke Johnson knows.
I don't think anybody their age knows who Boots Randolph.
Homer Lewis Boots Randolph III. was an American musician best known for his 1963 saxophone hit,
Yakety Sax. Yeah.
There you go, Luke. There you go. Luke Johnson, everybody.
He even knew it was 1963 that Boots Randolph did Yakety Sax. Way to go.
Oh, man. Four-string
All right,
Margaret.
Breaking news. You ready? Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
There is hope for the men's basketball team. Now, we already know the real hope. And what is that? Noah Frary mentioned it, but Kelly, earlier today we found out somebody's going to be on the sidelines.
Jay Ladner has confirmed to me that he will be on the bench this afternoon as the Eagles play.
Here we go. The other secondary hope for the men's basketball is that South Alabama is no longer in the Sun Belt men's tournament.
That's really a shame.
They were just defeated by Georgia Southern 76-71. Georgia Southern has won 9 games this year, all of them Sun Belt games. They advance to take on their reward for knocking out South Al. They take on App State Saturday morning at 11:30. But South Alabama defeated by Georgia Southern just a few seconds ago, 76-71.
All right, let me pay a couple of bills. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show, and I'll bet you that every basketball game the Golden Eagles play in is going to be on 4th Street Bar and Grill's TVs.
I'm thinking of going down there today and maybe...
Now, don't we're in business for them. And, you say that and other people probably won't show up.
Well, I'll be in the back. So
they'll know you'll be bumming beers and shit off them.
Hey, and I'm going to have a PBR just for you, Bob.
I appreciate that. 4th Street Bar and Grill, we love those guys. And it is a great place to go watch basketball tonight. It'd be a fun place to be. Town & Country Cleaners is Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners. They're family owned and operated since 1983. And they offer services including steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location across from USM on Hardy Street. And let me mention one other client. My wife and I last night had a Philly cheesesteak from Lenny Subs. There's no better sandwich in Hattiesburg. My gosh.
And for students, too, you're in walking distance from the campus right there.
Lenny Sub Shop.
Right across from the tennis facility.
Yeah. All right, Luke Johnson. You're the level-headed guy of the three. That's a pretty easy thing with me and Kelly being the other two. So I want to get your take on something. I'm not going to mention any names, but I see a lot of hubbub about our man Billy Butler, and we love Billy Butler. I've met him, talked to him at length. He's a great, great kid and going to be a great player this year for Golden Eagle baseball. Well, I think in the heat of the moment, he criticized Mississippi State's reaction to winning the game the other night, and I think in a very innocent way, poked a little fun at Mississippi State. And some people are all up in arms about that. But here's my contention, Luke, and I want to get you and Kelly salt. This is a kid that's come down here. He wants to be a big part of the team. You know, he wants to be a guy that everybody on the team looks up to. He's not from our area. He hasn't been here real long. He doesn't really have any reason to know the history between the two schools. And I think what he said was totally innocent and nothing to be upset about the way some people are, Luke Johnson.
I mean, don't you want swag? Don't you want guys on your team that feel like every time they go out there they should win?
100%.
You know, here's the thing. He didn't know that you couldn't say certain things about certain schools or certain conferences because he hasn't. He doesn't know the unwritten rules of living in the South. He doesn't know who. But here's the point.
That it just means
But to his point, check this out. Mississippi State has had 2 miserable years where they didn't make the SEC tournament. You know what? We were probably the best opponent on their schedule. Guess what? We would have celebrated, and I didn't see it with my own eyes, so I don't know what he was referring to. But here's the point. If we'd have won or walked it off, we'd have celebrated too. And guess what? On this show, guess what we would have said? We beat Mississippi State. So I took it as a compliment that they were celebrating. That it was their 9th win of the year against the best team on their schedule to this point. So yeah, I mean, I like what Billy said. And basically, I hope what he said comes true. I mean, check this out. I hope we play Mississippi State in a regional or a super. Or man, how great would it be to play them in Omaha.
Right,
I mean, if it's going to be like that, I want to face them in that. And I have no problem with what he said.
No.
It wasn't, you know, whatever. And here's the thing. If whoever you are, because Southern Miss fans can be mighty, mighty, mighty touchy in where their feelings on the sleeve as well.
No.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Either way, like, get over it. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter. Right. If you're letting what a college kid said ruin your week, well perhaps you need perhaps you need to go outside and take a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. We love Billy Butler on this radio show, and we got your back, Billy.
And I think a lot of people who are criticizing Billy Butler overlooked the fact that he hit a nuke in the first inning as well.
Did he ever. And we got the most beautiful picture of it ever, Luke Johnson. It's an amazing picture. I put it on our Facebook page yesterday. Hey, real quick, just got a text. I reached out to Coach Ladner, invited him on the show next week, and here's his response, of course. So we'll have Jay Ladner on the show. It'll be good to hear from Coach Ladner and just in depth and how he's feeling and how things are going.
Absolutely, and I hope that there is more season to talk about. That would be absolutely tremendous. But Kelly, I just want to get your take on that as well. Here's the thing. It's a passionate game. It's against two excellent historic baseball programs. I get that. We're not their little brother, okay? At the same time, Southern Miss, if we beat Mississippi State, I guarantee you we would have flaunted it. I mean, if the players wouldn't have, and I don't think Oz has a culture of that. But I guarantee you Southern Miss Twitter would have thrown it back at Mississippi State. So the both sides of it, you know what I text? I text Brian Haydad late Tuesday night, and this is what I said. Man, that was a great baseball game. And why can't it just be that? Like, why can't it just be that? Tip your cap and move on.
I heard he did a little fussing about what Billy Butler said, but Brian, get with the Southern Miss people.
He does.
And move on. Get her life. My God.
The point of that was Southern Miss Twitter is vicious, and rightfully so. And they were just stirring up a hornet's nest yesterday. Go ahead, Kelly. Sorry.
I think it's refreshing that you have athletes that will speak their minds.
I loved it myself.
You know, because as a person who has covered sports all these years, there's nothing more mundane than a high school football coach whose team is 12-0 and he's playing a team that's 0-12. His team could play the worst game it ever played and still beat an 0-12 team. But you hear that coach go, oh, well, this other team, they're very well coached and we have to be on. That's nonsense.
Right.
You know, just tell us the truth.
Right. Well, Luke said it best. I like a little swag, and I like Billy Butler's swag, and I like the way Billy Butler swings the bat.
And if you don't think you're the shiz, why should anybody else think you're the shiz?
I agree.
I agree. So, and again, you can say it within the family, but you don't let somebody outside the family pick on us.
Yeah, leave Billy Butler alone.
Right. And you talked about him wanting to be a big part.
But at the same time, objectively, if you say that, like if you say what Billy said, well, guess what? You know, he saying things like that, there will be repercussions. At the same time, what does it matter?
It doesn't.
He went like 2-for-4 and hit a bomb. So, you know, he can say whatever he wants to. He didn't disrespect Mississippi State, and I don't think that even if Mississippi State at the plate was flashing their state, they're not disrespecting the University of Southern Mississippi. Both of those kids in that are between 18 and 23 years old. They just played a really, really intense, good baseball game. Let them do whatever they want to.
Let me tell you who on the team last year said what he wanted whenever he wanted, and I loved his swag, and that was number 10. Dustin Dickerson. He said what was on his mind whenever he wanted to say it. And how do you not love Dustin Dickerson? How do you not love Billy Butler? I mean, those are the kind of players we want here.
Yeah, just, well, look, pro wrestling would never sell any tickets if those guys were nice to each other, right? Yeah.
Dustin wasn't shy, was he, Luke?
I think there is something to be said for, you know, you play with class, you win with class, you lose with class. And I don't think anything that was done was the other night, from my perspective.
From either side.
Yeah, it is a compliment. It is a compliment if you beat a team and they're excited that they beat you.
Well,
and
sure.
It is a compliment if you lose a game and you're the winning side and you hear the other team say, we want them again. It's a compliment to both sides.
I agree. You agree, Kelly?
I don't know how you can't.
No,
you know,
harm done.
But one of the things that I'm just going to be watching is, you know, last year the Eagles had Mississippi State on the ropes and let them wiggle off in the last couple of innings. This year the Eagles had a 4-0 lead, let Mississippi State off the hook. Come on, guys.
We're playing. Finish. We're playing 40 chess rope-a-dope.
Yeah, just finish the job.
There we go. Louisiana Tech is up next, and they're now 12-1.
They finally lost one
last night, which disappointed me. I wanted them undefeated when we swept them.
It's still not going to hurt our feelings if we sweep them.
But we'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
That is not Boots Randolph in the background. That is Southern Miss Pride.
That was impressive, though, Luke, really pulling out Boots Randolph like that.
Man, you went quickly to that computer, didn't you? I don't believe you knew that.
It helps sometimes to have a device in the room.
There we go.
Eagle Hour, last segment on a Thursday, brought to you by DBAT. You can get on your device and see all they have to offer at DBATHattiesburg.com or go see them on Hardy Street. Great place to go and train at DBAT. Softball falls last night to Southeastern Louisiana. Coach Poole's troops fall to 8-10 on the year. They lost 6-2 last night. Hannah Borden led the Golden Eagles with a two-run home run. Lady Eagles not good last night in the field, committing several errors, but looking to bounce back. Upcoming, they will pull up their schedule, but fall 6-2 down in Hammond last night. They will take on Murray State tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. as they make the trip up to the North Alabama tournament. Over the weekend, they'll take on Murray State, North Alabama, Samford. And, Kelly, I bet you don't know this mascot.
Murray State, the Racers.
No, the Detroit Mercy. I don't know if they're university, but it's called Detroit Mercy. You ever heard of them?
Is it Mercy Cross? Mercy Cross?
Detroit Mercy.
I will say, no, I don't know it, but I will say Crusaders.
The University of Detroit Mercy, the Titans.
Oh, okay.
But you'll probably lock that one away. Anyway, yeah. Softball falling last night. All right. Ladies, of course, win last night and are through as the sixth seed. They defeat Coastal Carolina 70-53. Dom Davis with 19 points. Bracey with 20. With another double-double, Malia Grayson, I think, had 9 rebounds, 15 points last night. Lady Eagles play tomorrow at 5 p.m. against James Madison. And then the men, we are just about a little over 3 hours away as they get ready to take on Texas State this evening. Before that game, tipping off in just a couple minutes, Louisiana and Coastal Carolina. Thoughts about tonight? Jay Ladner back on the sidelines, and we expect, you know, his presence will be there. You know, obviously he will be what's the word? I mean, he'll have to be pretty chill on the sidelines.
But yeah, and
good he's back.
Yeah, and he told us that. He said that Coach Cardona is going to handle all of the you know, yelling or screaming or whatever has to be done. He's just going to, you know, he's going to be there just to be encouraging, and certainly we hope that he's going to be, you know, back at 100%, you know, next season. But you do have to kind of, to a slight degree, feel sorry for these number one seeds, you know, App State on the men's side, Marshall on the women's side, because we've all kind of, and I wanted to ask Noah Frary this from the Frary and Smith podcast, you know, do either of those teams, is there any possible way that either of those teams get an NCAA bid if they don't win the tournament? You know, and if they don't, then really all you play the regular season for is for seeding, you know, for this tournament. And if you're the 14th seed, you still have a shot, you know, in the way the Sun Belt has its tournament set up. By the way, Luke, you said that you made the comment that sometimes it's nice to have a device in the room. That quote has already been pinned, by the way. That was a quote by Richard Nixon back during the Watergate break-in.
This device is an iPad.
Okay.
It's made by Apple.
Okay.
And
which wasn't around.
Application on it. Let me just teach you guys. It has an application called Safari, which you, when you type in the address bar, it automatically Google searches for you. So earlier in this show, I didn't have to do that because I already knew Boots Randolph was.
Did you really? Really? Well, I'm impressed with that.
Actually, I don't think that I used Google. I think it was the Wikipedia
app. Well, see, when you said Safari, Bob and I thought of Marlon Perkins and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, right, Bob?
I remember that well.
Right before Walt Disney's.
I remember it well.
Wonderful.
Richard Marlon Perkins was an American zoologist.
See, let me tell you one good thing about you being your age, Luke. Your parents never made you sit down and watch the Lawrence Welk show on Saturday night.
Good night. Sleep tight until we meet again.
It was the closest
Lawrence
thing
Welk was an American accordionist, band leader, and television impresario.
Yes.
Yes.
Was Lawrence Welk, was he from one of the Dakotas?
What?
Does it say where Lawrence Welk was from? One of the Dakotas,
I think.
He was
born in Strasburg, North Dakota in 1903.
How do you know this trivial stuff? Kelly,
I don't know.
You know, when you die, they really need to examine your brain.
Can they pull up Boots Randolph on that machine and play Yakety Sax from 1963? I don't know.
Do we have time to hear a little Yakety Sax?
I think we might as well do it since we have zero audience.
Yeah, go ahead.
For these last 3 minutes right now.
Let's hear it. You got it? Come on, Luke.
I don't think I can do that.
Your Apple Safari or whatever it is you're on there.
I don't think I can.
I could just.
That.
I can almost hear the radios clicking off.
Well, there's we've had Ish Kabibble on the show. Now Boots Randolph today.
That's all right.
Oh, there we go. Boots, take it, baby.
Please, somebody end this show today.
Put Luke out of his misery.
We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
We hope.
Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.